present. And that's what I like also in Luke's gospel, because they were making some noise. In other words, they was making it known that his presence was there. And sometimes we can make some noise, but folks won't know that he's there. Hello, somebody. We can make noise inside the house, but what happens when you go outside the house? Oh, y'all ain't hearing me on this morning. And so when he goes up now to Bethesda, the Bible says now he entered into this place called Bethesda, which means a place of outpouring. Now, how many know that the place of outpouring is supposed to be the church? You ain't hearing me. The church ought to be the place of outpouring. And it says that he enters in by the sheep gates. Did you not know that Psalms 100 tells us that we are the sheep of his pasture? So I'm telling you now that this is a place that he's identifying as being a type of the church. He says, now there was a place where there was five porches, which symbolizes the fivefold ministerial gifts. Y'all ain't hearing me on this morning. He said, I want you to identify that there ought to be the presence of apostles, pastors, and evangelists, and teachers, and prophets, such that there ought to be a place where the grace of God is present, but also his administrative gifts. Y'all ain't hearing me on this morning. And so as we look at this, there were some problems associated there. And what we can see is the problems there was that the people would come around because there would oftentimes be a stirring of the water, and it would come so that they can be healed. Y'all didn't hear me. In other words, somebody started a rumor, somebody started a custom, somebody started a folklore and said, watch this now, an angel of the Lord would come down and stir up the water, and folks would then jump in and get healed. My question is this. This was a problem with Jesus. It would only happen once a year. The stirring of the water. Jesus comes and he wants us to see that his power to heal and deliver is not just in just a random act associated with what someone said, an angel will come and stir up the waters. Stay with me. Which means that whatever your situation is, if you was not number one, and able to step in, you wasn't going to get healed. So the moment you got up to the, oh, it's my turn now, it's my turn. Come somebody. Done got in your way. Y'all with me? In other words, folks will get in front of you, block you, stand in your way.